This is the Slay Girl Slay podcast, a space created to uplift, motivate, and inspire women of color to be fearless in the pursuit of their dreams, go after what they deserve, and show up as their most unapologetic, most authentic selves. This audio series was created for every woman who is on the verge of her come up, creating her own vibe, and fiercely transforming her life. So sit down with me, get your notebook, grab a pen, and let's create the life you've always dreamed of. I'm your host, Ashley Legs, and welcome to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. Hey girl, hey, welcome back to the Slay Girl Slay podcast. I hope all of you are having a great day today and your week is off to a great start. How was your weekend, boo? Mine was pretty chill. My nieces came over and we had a cute little spooky night. We painted pumpkins, ate candy, made some popcorn, and watched Halloween Town, which is my October go-to movie. Do y'all remember those Pillsbury, I think it's Pillsbury, sugar cookies? You can just throw them in the oven and they have a cute little cartoon on them every season. Well, your girl got some pumpkin cookies and I had my Halloween Town shirt on and it was cute, okay? It sounds lame, but it really doesn't take that much to make me happy. You can also tell I don't have kids because my thoughts were to just put some paint out on the table and some pumpkins and just let them have at it. Have a ball, right? Have a ball, they did. But paint was everywhere. Y'all, I did not think that through, but it was a cute little fun weekend, and I hope you had a great weekend yourselves. So we are currently in the thick of production for the Good News Podcast Season 2. Yay! And I'm so excited. It's coming back. I'll have a release date for you very soon, but just know I am working, okay? But I was having a conversation with one of the guests that will be on season 2, and we weren't even talking about what we were supposed to be talking about. We had gone off on this tangent and ended up having a really good, really deep conversation about relationships. And we were talking about how it is so important to have people in your life that you can lean on when times get really tough. People you can depend on. People that you can trust. But also having that understanding that you can't lean on, depend, and trust everybody. And that there is always a fine line that you will walk, knowing who you can run to when you need them, and who you need to mind your business with. I was telling her that on this show, I've been a strong advocate for always making sure you have yourself covered first, to always trust in yourself first, depend on yourself first, and that it is important to allow others to give you what you need just as long as you always give yourself what you need too. You know what I'm saying? Because in my humble, honest opinion, and this is just my opinion, people are fickle. People can change their minds just as quickly as the wind blows. One minute they can love you and the next throw you out the door. You can be besties for years and then literally never speak to that person again. People change. And since we can't live our lives alone, in solitude, and we do have to be open to other people and let them in, I have learned that my life can't stop just because someone else can't decide whether they want to be in it or not. My focus can't stop just because you loved me today and tomorrow you may not. There is an assignment on my life. God has given me a purpose. There is a gift that I must give, and I must complete that assignment. So either you're going to be on board or you're going to get off. Either way, this train is still moving. And I don't get it right all the time, boo. People still hurt my feelings. I still get confused when it comes to certain relationships in my life. I still overshare sometimes. I give way too many second chances and I open myself up to the wrong people. I'm human. But when I mess up, when I'm in my feelings, when I'm not sure how to deal with someone in my life, I always come back to this. Everyone has a place in my life. My therapist taught me this a few years ago, and it's something that we always, always, always come back to. She taught me that my life is like a Broadway play, a show, and everyone in my life needs a seat. And I need to always be aware of where people are sitting at my show. Is this person a VIP person and they sit front row at my show? Because VIPs put in time, they put in resources, they support big, they want to see everything, they root you on. Is this person a backstage person? Backstage people want to help. They help you move things forward. When things get hard, they do the heavy lifting with you. They don't look for the spotlight. They just want to see you win. Because when you win, they win. Or are they in the nosebleeds? They bought a cheap ticket because they just want to say they were there. Or maybe they just want to be nosy, right? They don't want to invest much time or money, maybe because of what's happening in their life right now. They can't afford it. Or are they standing outside, not even trying to buy in? Everyone needs a place at this show. Everyone needs a seat. And my question today is, where are the people in your life sitting, sis? What purpose do they serve? Everybody has a place in my life. Mom, dad, brothers, aunties, uncles, friends. I know where everyone sits because that helps me understand what I should be giving in this specific relationship and what I shouldn't. That helps me recognize how much I need to be showing up for this person versus how much I don't have to. And no harm, no foul, right? You can have deep love and sincere gratitude for everyone at your show. It doesn't have to be, well, screw them. They're just here to be here. They really don't support me. Forget them. No, because they're still there. You know what I'm saying? People have whole lives and real things that they are going through and battling on their own. And sometimes they just don't have the capacity to show up and support us the way that we need them to. So no harm, no foul. It is all love and gratitude. When we go to real life concerts and shows, even the people in the back get a shout out every now and then. But sis, you have a purpose. You have an assignment. And the more you move, the more you grow, the bigger that assignment becomes. And you cannot carry purpose and carry everybody else too. You can't do what you were destined to do and cater to everyone else's needs too. Let the people in your life do what they gonna do. Let them sit where they choose to sit. Let them buy in the way that they want to buy in. Let them do them. Your job is not to stop what you're doing to make sure everyone else is pleased. Your job is not to slow down because everyone else can't catch up. Your job is not to move your way around the room and make sure everybody is having a good time with you. Everybody has access to you. Your job is to perform. Your job is to put on the show. Your job is to go from this act to the next act to the next act. Let them do them. And you do you. I was listening to an episode on NPR's Code Switch called The Women Behind the Montgomery Bus Boycott. And when I say I was tapped in from the moment I press play, when we think about the bus boycott, we think about Rosa Parks and Martin Luther King, but we never really learned how this bus boycott was organized. But in this episode, you hear directly from the many women who organized for months and did what it took to make this bus boycott happen. And y'all, I was locked in the entire time. If you're interested in hearing more stories like this, you have to check out NPR's podcast. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Stories of joy, stories of resilience, stories that are distinct and varied and nuanced as the Black experience itself. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts. So, as someone that has textured and curly hair, I'm excited to share Clairol's Textures and Tones came out with a permanent color range specifically for curly and coily hair types. Say hello to the improved formula and new look while preserving curls and shine. With 12 shades of brilliant intense color, no ammonia, and stacked with argan and olive oil to deliver some much needed moisture and vibrancy to your hair. So if you're my girl that likes a little color to spice up your look from time to time, the new Clairol Textures and Tones was designed with texture and color specialists, and it was created with you in mind. Clairol's mission is simple: to make every woman feel beautiful and confident and help her live colorfully through accessible and easy to use products. Save your time and your money and give yourself a new hairdo, because it's not the hair color you were born with, but the hair color you were meant to be. Clairol, it is so me. This entire process has taught me that in most cases, while in my mind I'm recognizing where everyone sits in my life, it is up to those people to decide where they want to sit, because I can't force someone to be in my VIP. I can't force someone to buy into me, force them to show up and support me, be backstage doing the heavy lifting. You can't make people do what you want them to do. You let others decide how they show up, and then you show up accordingly. You learn through how others talk to you, how they show up for you, how they involve you in their lives, how they care about you, how they love you. That determines their proximity to you. That determines their access to you. So if someone is in your life and they love you down deeply and they ride for you and they trust you, maybe those are the people you keep close. Those are the people you love down back. Those are the people you ride for back. But if you have friends and y'all just friends to be friends, nothing bad has happened, again, it's all love. But this isn't the friend that loves you down deeply. This isn't the friend that will ride at dawn for you. This isn't the friend that you trust that much. Maybe this isn't the friend that should have a full access pass to you, to your thoughts, to your goals and dreams, to your plans. Again, no harm, no foul. But that is where I always get tripped up. Showing up and being something that everyone else needs and not getting that same energy in return. We give VIP access to people who only bought nosebleed seats to our show. And I'm not just talking friends, sis. Anybody can get it. I'm talking cousins, siblings, parents, aunties, uncles, classmates, coworkers. Call me crazy, but everyone will not be getting the same experience at the Ashley Show. Your experience is based on your seat. Your experience is based on where you position yourself. So if you ask me, hey Ash, my birthday is coming up and I want you to come out with us on this weekend trip with me and my friends, I am going to think about where you sit in my life. Are you my backstage friend, my VIP friend, my nosebleed friend? Did you even buy in? And then I am going to act accordingly. I love you, boo, but I haven't talked to you in ages. You have no idea what's been going on in my life and haven't picked up the phone to ask. So instead of me stretching my brain to the 10th degree, trying to force myself to do something I really don't want to do, already uncomfortable and I haven't even left yet, and I love you, but I don't have to spend a whole weekend away with you and your friends, my response would be, you know what? Thank you for the invite. And thank you for thinking of me. But I'm going to have to miss this trip. I know you'll have a wonderful birthday and I'll be sure to put something in the mail for you, but I won't be able to make this trip. Respectfully, we have to learn how to have grace for people and not just hate them because they can't be who we need them to be when we need them to be it, but also still hold grace for ourselves and stop setting ourselves on fire just to keep somebody else warm. Doing things we really don't want to do just to keep them happy. So I know some of y'all hate Beyonce, but I'm just using this as a reference. B is not going to travel to the back of the stadium to make the back of the stadium happy. You know what I'm saying? She's going to give the same love and affection for everybody. But the people who are close, the people in her VIP, they can see her better. They can see the hair. They can see the outfits better. They can see her live, Channel 5. The people who are in the back watch her on the screen. Same show, same songs, same vocals, different experience. VIPs get a special entrance they go through. Backstage people have passes. They get behind the scenes that everyone else doesn't see. Same show, different experience. Either way, sis, everyone is here to see you. That means keep carrying out that assignment. Keep finding out what that purpose is. Keep growing and changing and taking us from this act to the next. Because people are going to sit where they choose to sit. You just keep doing what you were meant to do.
That's it for today's podcast, boo. If you loved the Slay Girl Slay podcast, be sure to leave us a rating and a review on the podcast app that you're tuning in on. We'd love to hear from you. Be sure to follow us on our socials at Slay Girl Slay and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Come visit us on our website at www.slaygirlslay.com. The Slay Girl Slay podcast is brought to you by Ash Media Network with brand new episodes every Monday. I can't wait for our next girl chat, so please believe we will chat soon, boo. Peace.